I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Are you old enough to remember the Rockford Files? That was a 1970s television show starring James Garner as Jim Rockford, a clever private detective. He carried a tiny printing press in his glove compartment. Whenever he needed to impersonate an insurance inspector or an electric company official, he simply pulled that printing press out of his glove compartment and printed an instant business card to prove he was who he really wasn't. Boy, I wanted one of those machines. Okay, hold that thought for a minute. Some treasure hunters are perfectly content to drop by the local parks and schoolyards when they have some free time, picking up dropped clad coins and an occasional ring or trinket, and that's fine. Other treasure hunters take their hobby more seriously, constantly on the lookout for places to hunt that have never been detected before. And the people in this second group are always looking for a new angle, a new way to get access to private property that is likely rife with older and more valuable coins or relics, perhaps a Confederate belt buckle or a Revolutionary War coin, or even a stash of gold coins buried when President Roosevelt ordered everyone to turn in their gold for paper money. One of those angles that successful treasure hunters have found useful is business cards. We have business cards for our business, why not our hobby, too? And here's where my mention of that Rockford Files TV show comes in. That printing press that Rockford had in his glove compartment may have been advanced spy technology in the 1970s, but today we all have something even better, a computer with a printer attached. So it's quite easy to make our own business cards. In fact, I have a card for metal detecting, another one for adult slow-pitch softball, and another one for old-time radio. It's just so easy to crank out any kind of card I want. Next comes the most important question, what should your business card look like? The field is wide open here. You might make a simple black-and-white card with printing only, like the card your dentist or a sales rep hands out, or you might go with different colors on the card, or a logo of a metal detector, or even a drawing or photograph of something related to metal detecting. I like the ones with the compass on an old map. What about the actual words on your card? Have detector will travel comes to mind, or have detector will find. Some people go with lost objects found, or preserving history, or detector for hire. It all depends on what you want your card to do for you. Some people give them to police departments, volunteering to help find spent bullets or thrown away weapons. This, by the way, is a great way to make friends with law enforcement officials who might at some later time be asked by misguided citizens to kick you out of a park. Some treasure hunters just feel better with a card in their pocket that they can give to anyone who questions their activities. Some treasure hunters use their cards to gain permission to hunt private yards, and others to earn rewards from finding lost keys or jewelry. Next question, how do you distribute your card? I read a book once by Joe Girard, who's listed in the Guinness Book of World Records as the world's best salesman. He would go to a ball game, and whenever the home team hit a home run or scored a touchdown, as the crowd rose to its feet to cheer, Joe would jump up, yell right along with them, and throw a handful of his business cards into the air like confetti to celebrate the score. He said people all around him would pick up those business cards, and often they would end up buying a car from him. Now, I don't advocate doing that, but there are some original ways to distribute your card. When I was a wedding photographer, I posted my business cards everywhere I could find. I'd put them on bulletin boards in grocery stores and laundromats and apartment buildings. This is free advertising at its best. And by the way, here's a great tip about using public bulletin boards. When you post your card on a bulletin board, there may or may not be a thumbtack on the board you can use. If there is, don't use it. Instead, get yourself a stapler that opens up so you can use it as a tack hammer. I like the little swing line Tot 50 stapler. I staple my cards to the bulletin board. Why? Three reasons. One, the staple doesn't cover up any of your card like a thumbtack does. Two, you don't have to worry about finding a loose thumbtack on the bulletin board. And three, most importantly, the next guy who posts something on the board won't pull down your card so he can use your thumbtack. If you use a business card in your treasure hunter exploits, I'd love to see it. Email me a scan at Dan, D-A-N, at danhughes.net, H-U-G-H-E-S. Thanks for listening, and for more of my articles about treasure hunting, visit treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.